Welcome back to another episode of Tell It Like It Is with your host, myself, this 504 girl, and we on day 3 of the R. Kelly trial. Anthony Navarro was the first person this morning to hit the stand. He testified that he was R. Kelly's low-level assistant in the music studio for more than 2 years, beginning in 2007. He stated it was almost like the Twilight Zone, where he escorted R. Kelly girlfriends around and helped keep them confined in a mansion in Chicago. He also describes horrible smells and weird things going on, but he did state that he never saw R. Kelly having sex with the girls at the mansion. So after he is on and off the stand, the court had to go on lockdown during testimony for approximately 15 minutes after an incident that occurred in the lobby. So then after Demetrius Smith took the stand. And he was R. Kelly's tour manager from 1984 till 1996. He told the court that R. Kelly met Aaliyah at her family home in Detroit in 1992. He stated that walking into their home felt like walking into the Cosby's house. That's how well they treated them. R. Kelly thought Aaliyah was very shy and had something special. R. Kelly wrote her first album, which was titled Age Ain't Nothing But a Number. Smith states that he thought R. Kelly and Aaliyah's relationship was playful. He stated he had reason to believe that Aaliyah was pregnant and that she was a minor. Smith stated that while on tour, R. Kelly told him that he believed that Aaliyah was in trouble and not to call Barry because it was deep and Barry Hankerson was Aaliyah's uncle. He was then instructed to book a flight after the concert. As soon as the show was over, they got into a car and headed straight to the airport. He stated that R. Kelly was really quiet the whole time in the limo. Once they were on the plane, R. Kelly told Demetrius Smith that Aaliyah believes that she is pregnant. He stated he was in shock. He stated that R. Kelly business manager Daryl McDavid was making arrangements for them to get married. Demetrius Smith stated he went into the welfare office and said to the clerk, "You want to make some money?" And he bribed a Chicago official to get a fake ID for Aaliyah to get married. So a side note of this, Demetrius Smith wanted to use his Fifth Amendment right for fear of incriminating himself. The prosecution will offer his immunity against prosecution. So the court has ended for the weekend, and I'm sure that Demetrius Smith will be back on the stand Monday morning. So that's all that occurred in court on day 3. We'll be back for another episode on day 4, which I said Demetrius is probably will be the first on the stand Monday morning. I'll talk to you later for day 4.